Yeah, let's go to the place of Shmamino.
You know, I don't really want to spend a lot of time on it. It's too much outside of our yard. Push it back. So the Gemara said, Shmamino class. And the member of Rav Yechonon of Behemesh Shel Shnei Shutvin. So we see that Bal Chayim Nidochem, the Tichy Schal in the Bal Chayim, and we see that Tichy Schal, even something which is Dochem Eikara, it was never really despair. And nonetheless, Tichy Schal, that's a Kiddush by itself. And then there's a Kiddush that is Tichy Bedomim, that this thing was never Roy to be. It was never Roy, we carve up the Chadchila when we Makdish the Chatzi Behema. We would never Makdish it that it should have Tushas Haguf. To bring it on the Mizbech, how could a Chatzi Behema be carved on the Mizbech? A Chatzi Behema, when you match, you take a Chatzi Behema, you match his loyal. By taking a table and you match his loyal. So the Tush is Chalad Domim, but it's not Chalad Tush the Mizbech. And nonetheless, we say that it's Dochim. So you see that those are the three Shmami Noz that we see in Rav Yechonon. It says, Taisis, Bishba Kuntus, Nitchu Yitchu Loyal, Bikal Madom, and Dichu Yelab Bishkutin, Abad Lechaim, Shnitchu Chosim, Mir, Lidei Kreva Hak Behema, Shchosim, Abad Lechaim. So maybe there's no dichy in such a thing. There's a madam who says that dichy that there's a difference between dochy mekara and nira v'nitche. Now that has nothing to do with kedushas domim or kedushas aguf. It's a shor in the dichy itself that dochy mekara is not as bad as nira v'nitche. Even by mitzvahs, the mashal, you don't have kedushas aguf l'char. There are also the Gemara's Mechalik and Sukkah between Dochim Eikara and Nira V'Nitche. It's a Torah in the Etzim Adichui. And Nira V'Nitche is worse than Dochim Eikara. So there's a Chiddush that Dochim Eikara is also a Dichui. And then there's a third Chiddush. V'Shmamino, Yesh Dichui B'Domim. V'Yish Yesh Torah's Dichui B'Domim She'en Eikadosh El Domim. G'Goyin Zu, Hefet Behema. She'nitchila lo yikdisha elu l'damer. She'timacher v'yikdushu d'mei chetzio. Surely, Korb the Chatzin the Hoysu, Rafilohi, Khal Olaf Ferris Dichui, we dochis Malamis Bechel Olaf, right? Well, I mean, and detail of the dollar, Shukish the Kufa the Korb. It gets it also in three Chidushim. That Dochim Eikor is called Dochim, that's a Chidush in the Tsur of the Dichui. That even Dochim Eikor is a Dichui. And that this Dichui in Rafa, that this Dichui in Balachai in the Dochim. And that this Dichui, even in something which never had Kdushas HaGuf, never had a Kdushas HaKrova. Chatzi Behema has Kushas Domim. It doesn't have a Kushas Akrov. You can't be Makhdi Vidal Gavim Mizbech. You weren't Makhdi Shachatzi Behema. We carve out Gavim Mizbech. You were Makhdi Shachatzi Behema just the Domim. Nonetheless, the Gufa Behema becomes Dochu. In fact, Taisis, in Taima, Lomeli Umeima Hani Tati Shmami No. Why does he have to speak out all three? Yesh Dichi Vidomim, Vidochim Yekora. I mean, these two in particular. Why does he have to speak out? Yesh dichi bedomim v'dochi v'dichi meikar. V'loi yefshel dichi meikar shlo yehi dichi bedomim. Once we say the dochi meikar havi dochi, every dochi meikar is automatically a dichi bedomim. Because if you, what is the dochi meikar? That means when you were makdashit, it was already not roil mizbeach. Well, if when you were makdashit, it was already not roil mizbeach, then for what you were makdashit, you were only makdashit. Your hakdoshu is not l'mizbeach. If you're makdash like a hefer behema, it's dochim ekara. But by definition, when you're makdash hefer behema, it's not a dog haroy l'mizbeach. So what were you makdash it for? You only makdash it l'doma. So every dochim ekara implies, if dochim ekara havi dochui, that implies that is dichui b'dom. Tais doesn't speak out the other half, but the chor Tais including the kasha. You see from the teres, Tais also including the other way around. The pasha is every dichui b'domim. So it was Dochui Meikar. How do you ever have that it only had Kushas Domim? If it only had Kushas Domim, it had it only had Kushas Domim because it wasn't Roy L'Mizbech. That's why it only had Kushas Domim. You can't take a Behem itself. A Behem or Tmimo, you can't be Makrish Behem or Tmimo L'Domim. I mean, it wouldn't be Dochui anyway. I mean, if you could, it wouldn't be Dochui. Two things. First of all, if a Makrish Tmimim, it automatically becomes Kadosh L'Mizbech. You can't take a Behem or Tmimo and be Makrish L'Domim. It automatically has Kushas Mizbech. And even if you could, it wouldn't be dochi. It's the chroel mizbech. So by definition, every time you makdish, every case of dochi, every case of dochi bedomim, every case of kedushas domim, is a case where how did something only have kedushas damim? Because it wasn't Yerel Mizbech, so you only makdish it l'damim. Well, then it's dochi meikar. So l'char, it's a two-way street. Every dochi meikar is dochi b'damim, and every dochi b'damim is dochi meikar. That's a clear to me why Tais only speaks out to one half. See, from the Teretz, he bothers to find serum for both directions. He was obviously bothered by both sides of the kasha. So why in the... We should have asked both directions. He answers both directions. He just answers, I can tell you it's serum dochi b'damim, it's not dochi meikar. I can tell you it's serum dochi meikar, it's not dochi b'damim. It seems in the kasha he didn't have it's here for either way. So I don't know why he didn't speak that out in the kasha. Lo yedeh. V'yesh lema. The ashkachoin dichim eikara afal gav shekodesh kedushas haguf. There's no, I could find you a case of something that is dochim eikara, the dichui was chal at the very beginning. And yet, when you were makdish this thing, you were makdish it with mizbeach. You weren't just makdish it for its domim, but you were makdish it that it should have kedushas mizbeach. What's the case? Kedama v'yechen perek nigmaratim. Going ochel chaylev hifish carbon, but all for yomer of the zara, the chazer by hoyle mitche kshoyve by iski carbon, shum the zara kshoyim teiva. Yitche, Yitche has a case of dichui, where the dichui is not in the carbon itself. The dichui is mitzad the bailim. The bailim were a mummer, so the carbon becomes dochui. So glad the case of Yitche is that it was near of an itche. So Tosfos can explain in a minute why Yitche sets up the case over there that it was near of an itche. But lachor you could have the same case by dochui meikar, a mummer was mafresh a carbon. A mummer is mafresh a carbon. For what was he mafresh the carbon? L'mizbech. It's right, l'mizbech. He was mafresh it. He was makdish it l'mizbech. He gave it a kedushas haguf. It wasn't only makdish a table. You only makdish it l'dama. If you makdish a half a behemah, you only makdish it l'dama. But if you makdish a whole behemah, even if you're a mummer, but you makdish the whole behemah l'mizbech. So it's a kedushas mizbech. It's a kedushas haguf. But it's dochi meikar because he was a mummer meikar. So that's a case already where you can have kedushas mizbech. And it's dochi meikar. You have something, a behemoth that has kedushas mizbeach. It was royal mizbeach. The behemoth itself was royal mizbeach. The fact that the abayim is a mummer doesn't make the behemoth not royal mizbeach. The behemoth is royal mizbeach. You know, it's the etzim. They ask, why is the behemoth royal mizbeach? The behemoth is not royal mizbeach because the abayim is a mummer. But the chef, inside the behemoth itself, inside the chef of the behemoth, it's certainly it's a thing that's fit for the mizbeach. The behemoth itself, before it was kadosh, just the behemoth itself is fit for the mizbeach. So when the fellow is makdashit, he's makdashit l'mizbech. He can't bring it on mizbech because it's dochui, because it's a dichui, because he's a mummer. But the thing itself, for what was he makdashit? Take a table, he can't be makdashit l'mizbech. That's absurd. But a behemah, you could be makdashit l'mizbech, and it gets kedushas mizbech. Of course, it's a kedushat chui, because the baalim are a mummer. But be'etzim, you're being makdashit l'mizbech. It's a thing that's fit for the mizbech. That's the purpose for which you are being makdashit. So then Taisus has to address, so why did Rav Yochanan not say that case? That would be a bigger chiddush. Why did Rav Yochanan say a case where he was heim medosa yachakach? Why not say a case where he was a mumim meikar? That would be a bigger chiddush. And the Lamaisa Rav Yochanan himself holds dochi meikar havi dochi. So why did Rav Yochanan over there say the case that he was heimer afterwards? L'avdav genok atosan b'hifish karben chilo du adin over everis kichom and v'achak hifish karben. Dash dovi dochi meikar. Rav Yochanan bisli dochi meikar havi dochi in hagemar. They also says that it's parallel case. Why I have to speak on both cases? And there, the leimotzi lemeimer the nishtate tchilo came in the shaytu la barafroshu. So nakanami hifish carbon va'ovad avadis kichavim. But really, the same chiddush will be true if he was a meikar, and that's a case already where you could have kedushas haguf, and yet it's dochli meikar. What about the other way around? Ashkechanam, kedushas domim, afal gatol yehavi dochi meikar. How could you have such a thing? If it's kedushas domim, that means, how did I have kedushas domim? Because it wasn't fit for the mizbeach. It wasn't fit for the mizbeach. Then it's dochi meikar. As it says, no, there's a case. You're going to have afresh the cable of pishchoi, the old zocha. But if kedushas domim, they ain't pesach bomi the cable. So it's kedushas domim. It never was kodesh l'gufa. It came from the mother, and the mother only had kedushas domim. So the Vlad also only has kedushas domim because it comes from kayach the mother. V'lehavi dochem ekara sheher Vlad roi lahakif. Why is that nichli meikar? Why is that near of an itch? It's dochem ekara. It's not dochem ekara. What is that dochem ekara? It is dochim ekar. This vlad, tchilas b'yoso, it was dochim al mizbeach. Now, what's the case? Somebody was mafresh in the cable, the pischoy. Can't bring in the cable, so that's dochim. And the Kevet Abeli. The baby also came since it comes mikoch the shetchuy. So the behem was also the vlad is also dofi. Dofi can't bring the vlad as a carbon pesach either because it comes mikoch the shetchuy. So Taisa says that's a case of kedushas domin. I understand it's kedushas domin. It's a whole kedusha is only because it's an outgrowth of the mother. So it only has a kedushas domin. It's not more kedush than the mother. Where's it going to come from? Where's that going to come from? It's only kedush because the mother was kedush. What kind of kedusha did the mother have when the fellow was makdish the mother? For what was he makdish it? As a carbon pesach, that you should sell it and buy a carbon pesach. So it was makdish it ludomov. The vlad comes mikayach the mother. So the vlad also only has a kedushas domin. That's what I understand. But Taisa says this is a case where this is a case of kedushas domin, but it's a case where it's dochi. It's not dochi mekar. This is a case of kedushas domin that's not dochi mekar. What do you mean not dochi mekar? It is dochi mekar. It was born dochi. So that's dochi mekar from. It was dochi. So the Psham Taisus is, Taisus held the difference between dochi mekar and nir v'nitche is not a chronological difference. When did the dichi happen? Later or earlier? The difference between dochi mekar and nir v'nitche is that when something was nir v'nitche, that means it was l'chatchila fit, and then it became dochi. So the thing that became dochi was at one point. Royal Mizbech. It could have been brought in the Mizbech, and then it was nitche from the Mizbech. That's called Nira. Second. No, I'm saying it wrong. Taisa says that Vlad, that this Vlad is not Dochi Mekar. This Vlad is not. It's just Domin, but it's not Dochi Mekar. What do you mean, not Dochi Mekar? Apparently, Tyson holds like this: that dochi mekara doesn't mean when did the dichi happen. Dochi mekara means in what kind of object did the dichi happen? Did the dichi happen in an object that was royal mizbech or an object that was not royal mizbech? So, dochi mekara means that dichi happens in an object that was not royal mizbech. So that's a weaker dichi, a chatzi behemah. The object's not royal mizbech, so that's a weak dichi. Nira v'nitche means the dichi happens to something that was royal mizbech. Then you dich it, but the dichi is happening to something that before the dichi was royal mizbech. Over here, this vlad, the etzim is royal mizbech. It doesn't have kedusha to be royal mizbech, as it comes with kedusha's domen. But is it royal mizbech? It's a zocher. It's a zocher. It's not a balmum. About it's royal mizbech. It doesn't have kedusha's haguf. It only has kedusha's domen because it's coming with kedusha of the mother. But the etzim. This behema is a behema that's royal mizbech. So since it's a behema that's royal mizbech, so that's the stronger kind of dichi. That's like nir v'nitche. Even though it's not a star from nir v'nitche, but it has the chaymer of nir v'nitche that the dichi is happening to something that's royal mizbech. This vlad, this zocher, is royal mizbech. Again, not that you can actually bring it from mizbech. It doesn't have the kedusha to be brought in the mizbech, but physically it's royal mizbech. So something that's physically royal mizbech already. When it becomes dochli, that's a stronger dichli. So here, there's a dichli happening because it comes mikayach the mother. That's a kedusha tchuyu. But the dichli is happening too a vlad that physically is royal mizbech. Taisus considers that to be more like nir v'nitche and not like dochli meikar.
So why would that be different than other was come hedrish karlan? Like the animal itself is technically royal mizbech, but the dichli just happens. Like why is that not? Why would that be different?
In fact, why in the case of nir v'nitche? By Hamer, if he was Hamer Dosya Hakach, why do we call that?
That's Dochi
Mekara. I'm sorry, no, if he was a Mumma Mekara, Taisus calls that Dochi Mekara. If he was a Mumma Chatchila, Taisus calls that Dochi Mekara. Why should that be Dochi Mekara? The dichi is happening in something that Be'etzim is Royal Mizbech. That's a good question. A mumma is not fish a carbon. So the carbon physically is royal mizbeach. The high time of Taisus calls it a kedushas haguf, not a kedushas domim. You're mafish it lemizbeach. Taisus calls that dochui mei kara. Why is it dochui mei kara? It's worse than a dochui mei kara. It's a dichui that's happening in something that's royal mizbeach. Like this vlad up in a cable. you have to mechal. Not so clear to me, but you have to mechal. That in the case of the mummer, so although Tosfos said before that since the psul is not in the guf of behemah, the psul is on the outside, so it's called kedushas haguf. With the behemah itself, the mummer was makdush of the mizbeach. Not kedushas dam, it's a kedushas haguf. But still, there is pastus here of mummer. Not in the behemah itself, so it's a kedushas haguf, but it is a pastus, and therefore. Mice, it's not, can't be brought in the mizbeach. Physically, it could, but halachically, it can't be brought in the mizbeach because there's a pasulus of mumer of zevach hashem teiva. Mashenkin, in the case of vlad nekeva, the vlad doesn't have a pasulus at all. There's no pasulus. Why can't I bring it to the mizbeach? Only mitzad hilchus dichur. That's a nekuda. Again, I'm not so. The chayas is a nekuda. By mumer, why can't I bring it on the mizbeach? By a mummer was mafish a carbon. The reason why I can't bring it on mizbeach is not only because it's dochi. I can't bring it on mizbeach because he's a mummer and there's a din of zevach hashem ta'eva. So even though zevach hashem ta'eva is not a din in the gufa behema, it's a pastus that's on the outside. So we still look at it as a kushas haguf. We don't look at it as a kushas domim. It's not like we makdish a table. We makdish a behema, it has a kushas haguf. But it's a kushas haguf with the psul. A kushas haguf with the psul, that's called dochi meikar. It was always possible. It was possible meikar. So that's called dochi meikar. The dichi is being chal on something that was posel meikar. What dochi meikar means, the dichi is on something that was posel meikar. Now, shenken by a vlad nekeva, something was mafish in the keva lepischoy, now it had a vlad. There's no psul. The vlad doesn't have a psul at all. The reason why you can't bring the vlad to mizbech is only because of hilchas dichi. Because it comes because of kedusha tchuyah. And when the mother became dochi, the whole kedusha of the mother became dochi. But there's no psul outside of the dichi itself. Right. There's no psul except the dichri itself. That's called dichri that's being chal in something. Dochi meikar means, lezenu karim. Dochi meikar means, and remember, dochi meikar is a weak dichri. It's a weak dichri. Dochi meikar equals that the dichri is chal in something that was posul meikar. Zir benitche. A strong dichui means that the dichui is chal from something that was kosher meikar. So vlad nekeva, the dichui of this vlad, the vlad had no psul at all, not posul meikar. Forget meikar, the vlad's kosher now. The vlad doesn't have any pastos in and out. There's no psul over here. What psul does it have? It's a zocher, zroi lepesach. The owner's not a mumer. There's no psul in the vlad. Why can't I bring the vlad? Because there was dichui in the kedusha. The kedusha is dochui. That's not a psul. I mean, it's a psul. I guess you can go around in a circle here. Yeah. The dichui itself is not the psul. The dichui is a result of the psul. Something is psul, and therefore it becomes dochui. Over here, the vlad is not psul. It becomes dochui anyway because it inherits the mother's dichui. But dichui itself is not the psul. So when the vlad is dochui, but it has a, the vlad is dochui, because it's kedusha's dochui, it becomes mikayach kedusha tchuyo. But the vlad is not posel. And therefore, that's akin to the strong dichui of nira benitcha. Not literally nira benitcha, but it's like nira benitcha, that the dichui is being chal in something that was kosher meikara, and in this case, not just kosher meikara, but kosher even now. Still kosher, the vlad is still kosher, but it's dochi. So that's not the weak dichri of nira benitcha of dochi mekara. That's the strong dichri of nira benitcha. Fine, that's Tosfos. V'yeshvarim de gasinon shmaminok tushes domim matche. Different pshat altogether. Not yesh dichri bedomim, but tushes domim matche. Mefarish deichet tmurosu medikarb mediktonik tmurosu keitzibah. It's all different shot. Then the whole kasha doesn't start. You know, every dochi mekar is we're talking about different halachas entirely. Because the dichri, one halacha is yesh dichri bedomim. Actually, it's one halacha yesh dichri mekar, which and maybe every dichri mekar is dichri tushas domim. Then there's another halacha that it's a matka the tumur, two unrelated halachas. So that would solve the problem. But the pshat is wrong. When you hear it, the krisus gabi matami oshir, matami mikdash oshir. Somebody went into the base of Mikdash Betumah, so he brings a carbon oil of yard, it depends on his shiva. So if he's an Osher, he brings a behemoth. If he's an Oni, he brings a ken of a pair of birds. So what if he was Osher, and he was mafish a ken of birds? So it's dochi, because right now he's an Osher. Those carbonas are not good, are not the wrong carbonas for him. They don't match. But then he became an Oni. So the Gemara says that ha'il v'nitcha yitchen. It has a loch of dichud. Since when he was an usher, the king was dochi. So now that he's only the king remains dochi. And remember, this is also shmami no klas, shmami no balin chaim dochim, shmami no yishtichin the domim, shmami no, and shmami no. What was the third one? Balin chaim dochim yishtichin the domim, and dochi mekar avi dochim, because it's dochi mekar. So Taisa says, dochi mekar. So Taisa says. There's no tumor. There's no tumor by Eifus. That's Galoch. There's no tumor by Eifus. So there, you can't say. You have to say Kedushas. So we haven't gained anything. You can't say Kedushas B'Dom. It means you can't be Gairus Kedushas B'Dom Matzah. Because the Tumor, the Gemara is symmetrical. It's an interesting thing that that's called Dochi Meikar. We just said in Taisus that the definition of Dochi Meikar. Is that there's a psul? There was some psul meikar, so it's a weak dichui because the dichui is meichal and something was possible, right? That was possible anyway. So in Taisus that the vlad hif mapish nekevul the pischoi, that's not called a psul. The vlad is kosher. It comes because of chushu tchuyim, but it's not called a psul. There's no psul in the vlad. Over here, lechor, I could have said maybe this cane has no psul, just because the owner is an usher, that's a psul. Can't use it right now. It's not a psul. It's not like a mumer. A mumer is a psul. It's a evach shan ta'el. An ashu is mafish a cane. The cane is a psul. It's dochi. Can't use it. He's an ashu. These carbonas are not the right carbonas for him. But I make a taste that it's a psul. And if it's not a psul, then my taste's definition, that's not called dochi meikar. It's more like mir v'nitcha. That when an osher is mafish a cane, it's called a psul. Since this carbon is not really for him, it's called the carbon psul. Doesn't have a bialim was fit to bring it. Yeah, that's what it says. It's a chiddush. In fact, Taisa is time alam leir aviechun lashminoch hani klas mili. But you hear what I'm pointing out? I'm not saying a kashim, I'm just pointing out the chayr is a chiddushim. So we just saw in Taisus before, the definition of dochi meikara is that the dichi is being chal in something that already has the psul, and that's a weaker dichi. Here the nitcha means the dichi is chal in something that was kosher. Now it became possible, but lechatil was kosher. Mafish nekevul of pischei v'yoldu zachar, Taisus calls that more like nir v'nitcha. Because it doesn't have a psul, then the vlad can't be brought in the mizbech because it's dochli. But it doesn't have any psul; it never had any psul. So that's not like that's a strong dichu. That's a dichu of more like nir v'nitcha. So if an osher is mafresh a kain, the one of shmami no tlatz. One of the shmami knows is that's a weak dichu. Why is it a weak dichu? Because it's dochli mekar, meaning it was psul mekar. Why was the kain psul? Kain was never psul. Bailah, the usher, couldn't use it because he's an usher, but it's not a psul. Oh, you see, it is a psul. That's a psul. And therefore, it's called a weak dichui. The dichui is being chal in a cane that was possible. Yeah, I don't know. To me, it seems like it sounds like a chiddush to me. Yeah.
Can that be shot in the
piece
of the
Bomar?
It's not
a psul in the Gavra. So there, yeah, but there it is. There it is before, that's called. That is called the psul. That is called dochi meikar. I said before, if it was a mumer b'shas hakrava, Taisus says that would be called dochi meikar. So he said, because it's still a psul, not a psul of the behem itself. So it's kedushas haguf. It's not kedushas domim, but it is a psul. So it's still the weak dichui of dochi meikar. The mumer is still a psul. Zarek shem teiv is still a psul. But here, the cane of an osher, I would not have thought that's a psul at all. So the Taisa definition, I would have said maybe it's a kedusha tchuya. This kedusha, you know, he never had kedusha l'mizbeach. But whatever, it's not a psul. So the Taisa something out there with it. That's the psul. Okay. V'im taima. Nukash. Lama le rabbi. We're in the second word line. Lama le rabbi. Echem lashmin nahari klas mili. Hashemino le perek mishay tome. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah over there says, I think that's the Mishnah of Mafresh Nekeva Lepischa. I think that's the Mishnah of Mafresh Nekeva Lepischa. Some of it's Mafresh Nekeva for a Korban Pesach. So the halacha is, normally if you Mafresh a Korban Pesach and you didn't use it for whatever reason, you bought a different Korban Pesach. So after Pesach, it's Korban Shlomim. But if you Mafresh Nekeva for a Korban Pesach, so then it was Nitcha. So after Pesach, it's not Korban Shlomim. You have to wait for it to develop a moment, and with the money, you'll buy a shlomim. It's not karv itself. So Mer says, Shmamin Atlas, same Shmamin Atlas, Shmamin Atlas, Shmamin Balachayim Yidochim, Shmamin Adochim Yikarav Yidochim, Shmamin Al Yeshdichi Bedomim, same set of, same as what the Gemara says here in the Be'echer. So Taisha asks the obvious question. So we already know these Shmamin Atlas, we already know from the Mishnah. So why do we need to say it in, what's the point in the Be'echer? Taisha over there in Socham, I think. I don't remember. Taisus elsewhere answers that in the Chinami, Rav Yochanan's chiddush was not the Shmami in the class. Rav Yochanan's chiddush was that it's Oysa Tumur, which the Mishnah doesn't talk about. It's Oysa Tumur, Tumur Sachayetzibo, that the Tumur also is possible. And the Shmami in the class, just like the Mar has this instant reaction or whatever, it says when it sees one of these phenomena, it says Shmami in the class. But in the Chinami, the same Shmami in the class we don't know from the Mishnah, not that is the chiddush of Rav Yochanan. But Taisus is assuming that the Shmami in the class means that that's Rav Yochanan's chiddush. What do you have to have Rabbi Yechon? The Yishlaimah says, Taisus, Bishum, the Plukti, the Perak Basri, the Krisus, the Pligibor of Shimben Yechai, the Rabbana, who Maisi Divri Amiroi, Maisi Differ, Maisi Divri Amiroi, says Taisus, because even though it's a Mishnah, but it's not a, but it's a Mishnah that's subject to debate. Machlaikis Tanot, the Gemara in Krisus has a Machlaikis of Shimben and the Rabbana, with somebody. The case over there. Anybody remember? Know what the case is over there?
It's a mafresh the cable of pisra. Rabbi Shimon says the vad is kosher.
It's a mafresh the cable of pisra, Yisha.
And Rabbi Shimon says that you can be mafresh with vad.
Okay. There it is. There it makes sense. Shimon has to be by a behem. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon says the mafresh. Like this case, mafresh the cable of pisra. So Rabbi Shimon is chayv machlekes abon and Rabbi Shimon, even though the. So therefore, even though there's a Shmami no class, Rav Yochanan is telling me that that's the halacha. That looks not like Rav Shimon. Yesh l'tmaya. So that is a side thing. Yesh l'tmaya. My liparach alod Rav Yochanan. Yechid liparach b'seif kisus alod Rav Ishio. Tomer metami mikdash osher shirifish kein mekitzlo. So yivehani. Hel v'nitcha yitcha. The parach alay mirav Shimon. Mayhido amar hamafish nekevo lepischo. Koyda mepesach. Tira absuti story. V'timocha v'yobi dola mepesach. Yod zochi yirach. Yod zochi yirach yisod bimach yod bidom of Pesach. Reb Shimon Aymer, who asked me yikur Pesach? Lo yidat aparach lo mirav Shimon l'sai lemid rabbana dekami b'reishu yirach yisod. Lo yid kevin deparach mechidah adabach mirav Shimon debreis lufach mirav Aishu mirav Rebelozo demas nisan detmur desan perak yelo kodshim. Gabi mafish nekevo lo oylo v'yod zochi Reb Lezer Aymer, who asked me yikur oylo. What does the Gemara say in Krisus? I don't have the Gemara in Krisus here, but the Gemara in Krisus says, just lay out the sugya over there. We had the memory of, who was it over there? Elisha. That Matami Mikdash Osher Shehifish came. Tyson mentioned it before.
So this is Elisha. Elisha said Halacha. He was mafresh a cane, fed a bird, which he can't bring right now because he's an osher. Then he became an oni, veheni. So Aishia said, "Hadol v'nitchiyich, stochim." And the word is a shmamin atlas, shmamin about chayim yidochim, shmamin yidochim mikra yidochli, and shmamin yeshdichi bedomim. Same way you have over there. Frak the Gemara. I'm going to ask him a brisa.
Raisa says, Mafresh Nikabel of Yischari. Mafresh Nikabel of Yischari. So it's stuffy, right? And the baby had, and it had a blood. So Rabbanan say, Hayol v'nitche yichur. The mother and the father. Shimon says, Hu atma yichur Pesach. Now you could bring the blood as a Pesach. So the Gemara over there asks from Rav Shimon and Rav Yeshua. Rav Shimon says, "So ask me, Yikur Pesach, how can and we don't say Dochli? So how can Rav Yeshua be here say that it's Dochli?" And the Gemara answers that Rav Shimon holds the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers that Rav Shimon holds Balei Chayim Einim Nidochli, but we don't hold that way. We hold Balei Chayim Nidochli. That's the Gemara. Tosis asks, it doesn't have that much to do with Agam Royal Affair. Tosis asks that it's a very strange Gemara. First of all, why is the Gemara asking for Shimon? Or Bonar Achelik and Shimon? So what was the Gemara's question in the first place? Very strange Gemara. Number two, how can we not have the same Gemara by us, by Rabbi Yechon, and by us? That's why it's relevant to us. We should have the same strange Gemara, whatever it is, whatever it means, the Gemara. Why is the Gemara only asking about Yeshua? Why isn't that a kashya Rabbi Yochanan? And I think the hemshach of Tosfos, because Tosfos just got finished saying, "What's the whole kiddush of Rabbi Yochanan?" The whole kiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is because the machlekes are bonin Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so then we should have the Gemara. We should have the same Gemara like in Priestess Gemara. Should ask from Shimon. And asking the Yechon from Shimon and answering the Chanami, we don't pass like Shimon, and that's the Yechon. It's Chiddush, we don't pass like Shimon. That's the Hemshach of Tosfos. That's why it's all connected. So that's the question. Why isn't we asking? Those are the two questions. Why isn't we asking from Shimon? Again, it's the Rabbanan support of Yeshua. Number two, whatever this Gemara means, how come it's only on Yeshua? Why isn't the Kasha on Rabbi Yechonah? And question number three, Tosfos throws in. And why are we bringing Rav Shimon, which is only a brisa? If you're already willing to ask from Tanoim or Das Yochid, so we could ask from a Mishnah, because there's a Mishnah in which, by a Mishnah in Tmura, by a Mafish Nekevel Le'ola, the Yolda Zohar, very similar to Mafish Nekevel Le'Pischa of Yolda Zohar. He was Mafish Nekevel for Carbon Oila, can't be void as a Carbon Oila, had a baby. Tanakama says it's Dochli. Rabbi Lezer, who asked me? You could. Rabbi Lezer says no. You could bring it as a carbon oil. You don't have to wait for it to develop a mum. You could bring it itself as a carbon oil. So, ask from that Mishnah. LMI, we don't ask from. We're not going to ask from Rabbi Lezer because it's only Rabbi Lezer. Rabbanan obviously disagree. So, how can we ask him from Rabbi Shimon? What's the advantage? Why is Rabbi Shimon over here more yachzen? Rabbi Shimon's only in the brisa. Why is he more yachzen than Rabbi Lezer? Ask already from Rabbi Lezer. And we'll say the same terrors. We don't hold like Rabbi Lezer. So, Taisus a psashtikal Torah. Mishleim ahein a time at the parch Rabbi Shimon.
There are an amulet in Matsulay Suva Mishum to have Yechidah.
So what's Taisus say? Taisus is a little bit, we spell that more elsewhere in Tumura and Daf Kavva. Taisus is spelled that more. Taisus is saying like this. We'll start with the Gemara. What's the word asking from Rabbi Shimon? Sayani Rabbanan. What are you asking from Rabbi Shimon? Obviously, Rabbanan disagrees, so like, what do you want? Taisus explains. Interesting, Rashi over there in Tumura, in this Gemara, increases. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't. Taisus has a shtickle tone. Chabura. Taisus says, "Shat in this Gemara, because there's a Gemara elsewhere. There's a Gemara in Tmura, Yutes. We have the following case. Um, somebody was matish in the cave of the Oshim. The Oshim also has to be a Zohar. So he's matish in the cave of the Oshim. So that the Rabbanan say, what do you do with this in the cave when you matish the Oshim? So you wait till it develops a moon. Can't bring it as an Oshim. It's a. This is not anymore about Dichu. Forget Dichu. It's nothing to do with Dichu. You were makdish in a cave of Oshim. It's still in the cave. It didn't change sex. It's still in the cave. It still wants to be what is an Oshim. And you can't bring it in a cave as an Oshim. So what do you do with it? So the Rabbanan say, you wait for it to develop a mum. Then you can be played it, because that's a rule. You can't be played it, because it's just good for that a mum. Wait for it to develop a mum. And then with the money you use for a carbon, you sell it. And the money, then you use to buy a carbon Oshim. And the cave this time, hopefully. A zocher this time, hopefully, and you'll be able to bring it for Oshim. Reb Shimon says, that you don't need a mum. Rabbanan say, you're actually a stoy, which means you put it out the pasture till it develops a mum, and then you plate it. And Reb Shimon says, I forget the lashon of Shimon, but he says you just played it miyad. You don't have to wait for it to develop a mum. Says of Shimon, or the Gemara explains, Shimon holds, why do you have to wait for it to develop a mum? It's in a cave. It's in a cave. It doesn't have any kedushas ideas. It doesn't have the behemah itself doesn't have kedushas carbon. The behemah itself has no kedushas. Doesn't have any kedusha. Haim is Kaddish B'Dama. There's different kinds of Kedusha. We maybe have to separate them. There's of course, the Kedusha is better Kabbalist. We're not talking about it all. We're talking about the Mizbeach. But even when we're talking about the Mizbeach, there's different Kedusha. There's the Kedusha of the Domim. Hamakdash a table loyal. So the table now is Kaddish. It's Kaddish loyal. What does it mean it's Kaddish loyal? I have to wait for it to develop a moon? No, it doesn't have any. The goof of the table does not. The Kedusha is not in the goof of the table. It doesn't have any Kedusha's Mizbeach that I should bring the table on the Mizbeach. The table is Kaddish L'domov. It's Kaddish that I should sell it, and the value will then be used for a carbon oil. So the table's Kaddish, but the Kedusha is in the value of the table, in the Domim that's in the table, not in the physical table. I mean, the physical table is Kaddish L'domov. That's what it's called. It's Kaddish L'domov. The table is Kaddish, but the Kedusha is for its value. That doesn't go to a parish of pidyon or something. You sell it, and you with the money, you buy. You can sell it yourself, even. You know, you move back to a table for a carbon oil. You can go and sell it, and with the money, you'll buy a carbon oil. Then you have something that you will make the shit for. You have, let's say, a behemoth. You're a real behemoth. You will make the shit for a carbon, and then it develops a status kedushas mizbeach. That the behemoth itself has kedushas mizbeach. Let's say a fit. The behemoth is roy. You make the shit zocher for a carbon oil. It has kedushas mizbeach. Mamish, it's kedush to mizbeach. Can't be paid it and buy another carbon instead, because the behemoth kedushas mizbeach. Kedushas mizbeach is not the IC without pidyon, and for pidyon you have to have a mum. And if Shimon says that this nekeva that you're makdish for oshem, it's like you're makdish a table for an oshem. Why does it need a mum? It's only kodesh l'domov. You never were makdish it for the mizbeach. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You makdish in the cave of the mizbeach. How did it ever get? The gufa habehema never got an kedushas mizbeach. It's just kodesh l'domov. So why should they have to have a mum? It's like a table. You don't have to wait for a table to develop a mum to sell it and buy or bring a carbon oil. So this nekeva that you makdish l'oshem, well, oil will make a difference. This doesn't have any. All it has is kedushas domim. So just sell it. Why does it have to develop? It never had kedushas mizbeach. So what did the rabbanon say? That sounds like a good argument. The mother explains. Rabbanu hold migoy the nachsi l'kedushas domim nachsi nami k'dushas aguf. There's a svara that since that any behemah is royal mizbeach. It's not way for oshem, but etzim it's royal mizbeach the behemah. It's not a table. It's a behemah. It could have k'dushas aguf. So even though I was only makdishit l'domov because I was makdishit l'oshem and he can't bring in the kavim for an oshem, so I only want to be makdishit l'domov. But still, since it's a behemah, to domov royal mizbeach, not the oshem, but it's royal mizbeach. So not only is it chal in the kedushas domim, but migoy that it's chal in the kedushas domim, in the shabbos of the behemah, the kedusha spreads
Kedusha spreads to the Gufa Behem. And I look at the Behem, and not only has it been Kodesh in its Domim, but the Gufa Behem also has Kedusha. Kedusha L'Oshem. Of course, you can't use it for Oshem, so you have to wait for it to develop a Mum, because now the Gufa Behem has Kedusha. That's the Machlekes, fundamental Machlekes of Shimon Rabban. Shimon doesn't have this Migoy. Therefore, he holds the Makrish and the Kevah L'Oshem. All it has is Kedusha L'Domov. So it's like a table. You don't have to wait for a Mum. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bonin say, no, it's interesting. Once it's a, since it's a Dovah Roi L'Mizbech, and you were Makdash L'Domov, Migoy that you're Makdash L'Domov, it's Chal in it that it has a Kedushas Aguf, meaning Kedushas Korban. The Guf is Kodesh L'... has a Kedushas Aguf. It's a Kedushas Chal in the Guf itself. Of course, you can't bring it L'Mizbech, so you'll have to sell it. But still, it's called that it has a Kedushas it's called that it has a Kedushas Aguf in the sense that you can't just sell it. You have to wait for it to develop a mum in order to sell it. So now, says Tosfos, as in Torah a little bit more, we can understand Gemara is having it on you. Gemara asked an issue from Reb Shimon. So the question was, why? Fine, very nice. You have Reb Shimon, but Rabban obviously disagreed. So what are you asking from Reb Shimon? So Tosfos explains that the Gemara increases had a havamina. Now, what's the issue of the machlekes here between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim? Why did the Rabbanim, again, we're talking about mafresh nekevel of this way, that it had a vlad. Rabbanim say, the vlad is dochli. Reb Shimon say, no. The vlad's not dochli, you could bring it as a carbon pesach. Who atzma yikro pesach? So the Gemara thought, what's in the kudus of machlekes? In the kudus of machlekes is, everybody agrees that there's such a thing as dichli. Machlekes is, Reb Shimon is a shitosa. Shimon holds that your mafish in the cable of Bishchai, it's like your mafish a table for a carbon pesach. It never got a kedushas mizbeach. It was only the guf was ever kodesh mizbeach. It only was kodesh the domov. Right. In other words, according to Reb Shimon, if you were mafish in the cable of Bishchai, you would be able to just sell it and buy a carbon pesach. You wouldn't even have to wait for it to develop a mum, because that's Reb Shimon's sheet. If you're mafish in the cable for an osham, just sell it. Because he holds it's like being makdash a table for a carbon osh. So being makdash in the table for a carbon pesach, according to Shimon, is like being makdash a table for a carbon pesach. So you don't have to wait for it to develop a mum. All it has is kedusha l'dama. Therefore, the vlad. And therefore, if Shimon holds that dichli is not chal in that. Because dichli is not chal in something which is only kedusha l'dama. Dichli is only chal in something that has kedusha mizbeach. Be a puzzle of Dushas Mizbeach, that could be a year after you start Dushas Mizbeach, but it has to have some kind of Dushas Mizbeach. But in Mafresh Nekevel of Pischoy, according to Reb Shimon, doesn't have Dushas Mizbeach at all. All it has is Kedusha L'Domov. In Kedusha L'Domov, there's no such thing as Dichoy, just like the table we don't say is a Kedusha D'Chuyo. It's just a table that's Nekevel of Pischoy. So it's not, that's why it's not Dochot. Because the Kedusha of this Nekevel was only Chal of Kedusha L'Domov. And the Rabbanon disagree. L'shitosam, that when you mafresh in the cable of Pischoi, it's chalad dushas haguf. Can't be played without it developing a mum. It's chalad dushas haguf. If it's chalad dushas haguf, then all the halachas of Dichoi then can go into effect. So the Gemara is saying, so the Gemara thought in Krisos that the machlekes from the Rabbanon of Shimon was not whether or not there is Dichoi in general. They all agree there's such a concept of Dichoi. And they all agree there's dichli by Bale Chaim, and they all agree to Hilchas dichli. The machlekes is by this nekevel of Pischoi, it's a special machlekes only by this particular case of nekevel of Pischoi, where Reb Shimon l'shitosei holds that it doesn't have any kedushas mizbeach in the first place. So it's like outside of the realm of, that's why it's outside of the realm of dichli. And the Rabbanan l'shitosei hold that it has kedushas mizbeach, and therefore it's in the realm of dichli, and then everything else follows from that. So therefore, effect the Gemara. This machlekes Rabban Reb Shimon. Well, if that's the Havana in the Rabban Reb Shimon, so what does it say over here? It says that something that doesn't have kedushas mizbeach, it's only kodesh l'domov, but it doesn't have any kedushas mizbeach, does not have dichli. So we can take out from here a yisoid that something that has only kedushas domim, domar she'ein by ela kedushas domim.
confusing. It's not like the dichi bedomim that we're talking about before. Before we're talking about dichi bedomim, we're talking about something that had tushas mizbeach, but you couldn't bring it on the mizbeach. Here we're talking about tushas domim in the sense that it doesn't have tushas mizbeach at all. It doesn't even need a mum to be played. It's like a table. So Rabbanu Hol, it says over here that something doesn't have it, that only has tushas domim. I don't know what the right terminology for this, but it only has tushas domim, meaning it doesn't have tushas mizbeach b'chlal. That tushas mizbeach, it doesn't have tushas mizbeach at all. So anybody dichui. We can learn that from Rav Shimon. And Rabbanu don't argue on that. Rabbanu will agree with that. So Rabbanu hold that the mafresh in the cave of the pisrei has tushas mizbeach because migoy the nachsi lo tushas domim nachsi but nachsi but namik tushas mizbeach. But to the etzim yisoid, we don't see that Rabbanu argue. The idea that something that does not have tushas mizbeach and only has tushas domim, that such a thing does not have dichui, that we could derive from Rav Shimon, and we have no reason to think that the Rabbanu would argue on that. Based on that, the Gemara asks, well, what's the story by an Oshir who is Mafresh Kain? An Oshir who is Mafresh Kain, that's sort of similar to being Mafresh in the Kevel of Pischa, or to being Makdish in the Kevel of Osham. But in one way, it's worse. Because by a Mafresh in the Kevel of Pischa, or by a Mafresh in the Kevel of Makdish in the Kevel, or a Makdish in the Kevel of Osham, so I'm going to have this notion that once it's chalal in kedushas domim, so it's chalal also a kedushas haguf the domim. Meaning, once it got a kedushas domim, once this in the cable got a kedushas domim, since the cable is roiling its back, so it already picks up with a migoy that it has kedushas haguf. Now, not a kedushas haguf that you actually bring it on the mizbeach, because that doesn't make any sense. It's in the cable, how are you going to bring it on the mizbeach for an osher? But it gets a kedushas haguf that you have to be paid it. Before you could be, you have to be pointed. It needs pidyon. It has kushas mizbeach in the sense that it's not yotzei below pidyon. Well, oifis, there's no such thing by an oif that if it gets a mum you could be pointed. Oifis that you can never be pointed. They don't have pidyon. That's no. A behema that gets a mum you could be pointed. Oifis, there's no such animal that if an abed, there's such a thing that if an oif gets a mum you could be pointed. That doesn't exist. So therefore, Tosis says, "Is a chiddush also." Tosis says that therefore, by an oif, there is no migoy. Even the rabbanim would agree that when an oshir is mafreshi kain, it only has kedushas. It only has kedushas domim. It only has kedushas domim. It does not get kedushas carbon at all. Sounds like you could be played without a move. I mean, I guess I would be played without a move. I guess that's what those salts are. Oh, that's what it says. It's pretty radical. I don't know, but that's what it says. It only has Dushas Domin. So if it only has Dushas Domin affecting a so why is it Dochin? We saw in Rav Shimon that something that Dabash Ein Dushas Domin doesn't have Dichon. Cain, since it never has this concept of pidyon, so if you were makdish a kain and you're an oshir, so you were makdish the domov that you should just sell it to buy a behemoth with it or something. That's what you were makdish it for. And normally Rabbanu would say migoy that you're makdish that it got kedushas domim, so it also gets kedushas aguf in the sense that it gets the kedusha that it has to, that needs a pidyon to be plated. But that doesn't work by an oif because an oif never has such a kind of kedusha, a kedusha that you can plate it with the mum. So therefore, and to bring it on the mizbeach, sure you can't do. So It just stays stuck with the kedushas domim, and in kedushas domim there's no dichui. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, no, that's not the pshat. There's no such site. And even if kedushas domim could have dichui, and Rav Shimon who says last mikra pesach is because balei chayim ain't nidoch. But in kedushas domim, even though it's mamash kedushas domim, a low level kedushas domim, Rav Shimon did kedushas domim. Kedushas domim like a table, there's still dichui. If you would be makdish a table lepischai, it would be dochui. Meaning you could never bring the table to Mizbeach even if it had a baby that was a doctor. So Mele is no kasha innovation. That's the shakling markers. Mele is Tosis. This whole shakling Atayah, this whole elaborate Gemara is only relevant when we're talking about Oifus. But Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Behemus. So Behemus, this amigo, so this machwayer is from Rabbi Shimon. Behemoth is exactly like the case of Mafresh Nekevel the Pischoy. There's a, according to the Rabbanon, there's a Migoy, so it's not a Kedushas Domim at all. It's a Kedushas Mizbeach. Rabbi Yechon calls it Dichit, Vegeish Dichit V'Domim, meaning that it's a Kedushas Mizbeach. That's what I said before, there's different kinds of L'Domim. When Rabbi Yechon says Yeish Dichit V'Domim, it doesn't mean only as Kedushas Domim, you can be fighting without a Mumim. It means it's a Kedushas Mizbeach, but you can't actually bring it on the Mizbeach, you have to wait for it to develop a Mumim, you mocher. That's what it means by L'Domim. Dichit V'Domim. It's not like a Shimon's Domim. If Shimon's Domim is, it's like a table. You don't have to wait for it, it doesn't have to develop a Mumim at all. The Gemara in Ahavamina, that in such a thing there's no Dichit. That's a specialized issue in Gemara in Krisus by Eifus, and we're not talking about Eifus. That's the place. Okay, fine. Just clutch into good places. Let's go on. What time is it now? Right, make us hollow. Zakhnu my boy Rava. Chesich v'chatsi putu v'chesich v'chatsi putu mao. Here in the Omelo, chatsi putu posko. Hey, do me mind of a hill. Im tim salaim v'ayin v'ayilachu. Chesich v'putu v'chesich v'putu mao. Here in the Omelo v'putu v'putu posko and you'll say. Maybe here's more posko. Hey, do me kol b'yoyim v'ayin v'ayilachu. And then the third by intim slime called Yom Ma'ina Vahiluchu Chetzich Putu Yom Chetzich Putu L'mochema came in the L'mocha Pascha and Dil Mahochi Gomel Kiddushin Mischli Me'edu U'migma L'enigma Ad L'mocha. So I'm sorry, it means it's also Ma'ina Vahiluchu. So let's see Rashi. First of all, let's take up the first two bites. First we have a case of Chetzich V'chatzi Putu V'chetzich V'chatzi Putu. We have a shadow, whether it's posko or it's a mind of ha'iluch. And then we have, in Tim Soleimar, a case that's, in Tim Soleimar, that's mind of ha'iluch, and that is good. That is mekudeshes. But what about it was chetzich beputu vechetzich beputu? That's less mind of ha'iluch. So that's maybe that's really not mind of ha'iluch. Why is chatzi putu better, more mind of ha'iluch thing than putu? That's right. That's the structure here. The most likely to be made of Ha'ilich is Chetzich v'chatzi putu v'chetzich v'chatzi putu. Chetzich v'putu v'chetzich v'putu, that's already maybe not made of Ha'ilich. Maybe that's already called Pascha. Why is that less made of Ha'ilich? It's the same thing. A half for half a putu, another half a half a putu, some total, one isha for one putu. And here you're doing a half for a putu, another half for a putu, some total, an isha for two putus. Why is the one less, more mind of ayilach? Why is the first case more mind of ayilach than the second? So what does Rashi say? It says Rashi Pascha, v'havelo ki mekadosh lechatzoy. A mind of ayilachu. Bereisha de milso amaskon anamikoy. When he said the first dibur, it was meant to segue into the second dibur. V'lav lechatzoyinu. V'chatzi puto lav bar tfisu. Came and put the pasco. But the higher tchilas di boyel lechetsi v'toloi meshe mekatsu lechetsi. Kol v'yomei higher b'taiti l'gaim rayon. So it's kind of duke and Rashi. It's duke and Rashi. First of all, that what's the difference between pasco and mind of a hilich? The difference in his das. Sort of mind of a hilich is that when he said the first half, his das was to say the second. His first dibur is connected to the second dibur. So, I don't know, it's not Rashi, it's the chazor. Maybe Rashi means mamash chazor. If he's not ma'in alayla, poska means when he said the first half, he wasn't even thinking about the second half. He liked this half. He liked this half. So he was makaris this half. Then he said, no, the other half's nice too. So he was makaris the other half. That's the poska. The mind of Ha'ilach is no, he knew all along he wants to marry all of them. That's maybe the shot. Or maybe not. Maybe even if he knows he wants to marry the second half. The difference between Poska and not Poska is, Lamaise, if you say Poska, even though he knows he wants to marry the other half too, but he's doing it separately. He's being with Kaddish this half, maybe it's like more romantic. He's in Kaddish this half, and then he's makadosh the other half, and he's doing two ma'aseh kiddushin, so ma'aseh kiddushin this chetzi, and ma'aseh kiddushin the other chetzi. And the other side is that he wants to be, no, it's all one ma'aseh v'hailach. So he's just raising the suspense. Not sure which way is the right way in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that he's changing his mind. So maybe I'm asking more the second way. And then what's the advantage of Pruta versus Chatzi Pruta? Why is Chatzi Pruta more mind of Eilach than Pruta? That Mefurish Rashi? What does it sound like? Well, the first Rashi, by the first case, Rashi Mayin V'Hailachu, it's Lav L'Chatzoyin, the Chatzi Pruta Lav Bar Tfiso. Can't be Makadosh with a Chatzi Pruta. So that's why he wants it. He clearly wants the Mayin V'Hailachu. He can't be Makadosh with a Chatzi Pruta. Rashi Enkin, if he says with the Pruta, so he could be Makadosh with the Pruta. But we're talking about, you can't be Makadosh with Chatzi Isha. What's the difference? He could be Makadosh with the Pruta, but not a Chatzi Isha. So Rashi says, no, totally man. He doesn't know that. Mashmoyis and Rashi put the two Rashis together is that he knows he can't be Mekadosh with Chatzi Pruta, but he doesn't know necessarily he can't be Mekadosh with Chatzi Isha. So when he says Chetzich b'Chatzi Pruta v'Chetzich b'Chatzi Pruta, the tzad of Ma'in HaBa'ilach is a bigger tzad of Ma'in HaBa'ilach, because he very likely knows that he can't be Mekadosh with Chatzi Pruta. Probably he's being Ma'in HaBa'ilach. But if he says Chetzich b'Pruta, so he's not doing it with the Chatzi Pruta. So maybe it's Taka Posko. Doesn't he know that he can't be Mekadosh to Chatzi Isha? No, that maybe doesn't know. He knows that Beis, but not Tav Zayin. No. He knows that much he knows. Everybody knows he can't be Mekadosh to Chatzi Pruta, but not everybody knows he can't be Mekadosh to Chatzi Isha. Oh, that's how it sounds like in Rashi. But it's Mefurish and Rashi that the advantage of the first case over the second, the reason why the first case is more Ma'in HaBa'ilach than the second, is because a Chatzi Pruta is not a Bar Tfiso. That's the Ma'il of Chatzi Pruta. A Chatzi Pruta is not a Bar Tfiso, so it's Mistaber. He doesn't mean to be as it is a separate Ma'isei Kiddushin. It's a Chatzi Pruta. How would he be doing a separate Ma'isei Kiddushin with a Chatzi Pruta? That's a reason to think. It's a Baya, but that's the first. The easiest buy is the first one. It's more mistaba. That's Ma'in HaBa'ilach. The second one, he's doing a whole put. Whole put is a bar tfiso. So maybe not being Ma'in HaBa'ilach. Maybe he's doing two different ma'aseh kiddushins in two different chatzon. He doesn't know you can't be mekadosh the chatzon. Those are the bias of the gemara. Is a Deacon Rashi, another Deacon Rashi, taking the first bite, Chesich b'chatzi putu v'chetzich b'chatzi putu. The tzad that it's no good, why is it no good? And the tzad, let me put it, and the tzad that it's posko, why is it no good? So Rashi says, Mekadosh l'chatzon, Feresh Rashi, because he's Mekadosh l'chatzi isha. L'chor is another reason why it should be no good. What? That's the Chatzi Pruta. If it's Poskon, so he's been Mekadosh two different Ma'aseh Kiddushins, a Chetzich v'Chatzi Pruta and a Chetzich v'Chatzi Pruta. The Rashi is no good because he's Mekadosh v'Chatzon. It's a Chatzi Isha. Why does Rashi have to come out to Chatzi Isha? I mean, it is true, it is a Chatzi Isha. Besides being a Chatzi Isha, it's also a Chatzi Pruta. Interesting is Tosfos Yazaken. I'm not going to talk about Tosfos Yazaken today, but tomorrow maybe look at the Tosfos Yazaken, the whole thing. But the top Tosfos Yazaken, if you have Tosfos Yazaken on the side of your Gemara, not everybody has it. Tosfos Yazaken says Poskel Milsa. It's going to the first one. Gahoyel Domer Chatzi Pruta Lav Klumu. Now, he says the problem with Chatzi Pruta, it's only Chatzi Pruta. Then Tosfos Yazaken also needs a Hesbah. Sounds like that's the only Chisar. That's only chesar. It's the chatzi isha. What about the next bayah? The next bayah is chetzich v'pruta. The chetzich v'pruta. There, clearly, the problem is not mitzvah chatzi pruta. I would like to have a rishon say both. that in the first case they have both chashayos. It's a chatzi isha and a chatzi puta. The second one is really only a chatzi isha. That Rashi's I don't know. Rashi sounds like the only problem is chatzi isha. They had a problem with chatzi puta. Tosfos often sounds like the only problem is chatzi puta. So what happened to chatzi isha?
Could it be they're actually just saying the simpler one, because chatzi isha we know for sure is a problem.
Right.
Chatzi puta, we just saw that isha b'chatzi isha puta is only by a nafsha.
Right.
But that wasn't really the sort that you could be mekanaya chatzi nafsha. Maybe
it's not so pushy. You can't buy it. Maybe it's not so pushy. But you can't be kind of chatzi isha with a chatzi puta.
But it actually makes sense that you can.
No, it's interesting. Rashi, remember we had by Chalipin, it was isha prachas, Rashi's gear is isha prachas, so Rashi doesn't say this, but the Mordechai, we had a Mordechai, the Mordechai quoted Rashi that the whole reason why you can't be nicknamed is why you should not nicknamed prachas, is because lay mekdai nafsho. That doesn't say in Rashi. Rashi talking about Chalipin. It says Chalipin's no good because Isha Pachas Mishav Pruta Le Meknaya Nafsha. But Kesef Pachas Mishav Pruta, maybe it's just not Kesef. But the Mordechai says in Rashi that the reason why Nisha not Niknas with the Pachas Mishav Pruta is for the same reason. Because Isha Pachas Mishav Pruta Le Meknaya Nafsha. So maybe have a lot. And that's maybe Shle Meknaya Nafsha, but Chatzi Nafsha may be it. Right here. So I'm right here. It's an interesting thought. Interesting. Chayil is a deacon Tosfos. Nice Tosfos Yazok in certainly is a Hezbro. There's a Tosfos Yazok. There's a deacon Tosfos. Maybe you could find it. The Tosfos Chesed Reputa the Chesed Reputa. I think there's a deacon Tosfos that he's Chayil and Rashi. Anybody see the deal?
Yes, in the second case, not the first case.
Since she's misrata to both halves, so who cares if he's mekavish or lechatzoy? We said in the morning about Aleph that even if mekavish lechatzoy isha, there should be poshta, except we said no, that's acher, she doesn't want. But here we know she wants. She wants both halves. So over here we should say poshta. The place of the Teres wasn't blushing kiddushin, it was blushing eres, and you only say poshta when it's blushing kiddushin. So tomorrow we'll talk about it. In the Duik and Teres, the divar and masculine Teres is chetzech beputa vechetzech beputa. Why did Teres wait till the second case? Should have asked already in the first place. Let's say poshto. There it says no. There it's not going to help poshto. It's a chatzi puto. Second case, the only problem a chatzi isha. So Taisus and Meduyik Taka that in the first case you have both chesroinus. It's a chatzi isha and a chatzi puto. But in the second case, it's only problem a chatzi isha. In fact, it's a chatzi isha. You have poshto. Taisus is good. Rashi and Taisus is talking a little bit strange. But Rashi only says the chesroin of chatzi isha. Okay, that's not so terrible. First of all, maybe what you're saying is right. That. Maybe there is a sratzus for a chatzi puta for a chatzi isha, or b'pshutei Rashi just means he wants to say the psula that's going to work for all three cases. Rashi doesn't want to talk about chatzi puta because we have three cases coming up, so he wants a psula that applies to all. This is all kind of strange. The problem with chatzi for chatzi puta is that it's a chatzi puta, it's a chatzi isha, and he doesn't say anything when he gets to the next case. He doesn't change that. That he has a lot to say, but as far as what's the psula, he said his piece. So that needs a hezbo. The whole Tosfos Yazok in the world, Chal, it's interesting just from beginning to end. I have to figure it out. Okay, I guess we'll stop there.